Boots Class 3 District 3 semifinals tonight. In the book, Central Lady Rebels beating West County 66-36, our second game of the evening, will feature the Steelville Lady Cardinals and the Grandview Eagles combined 44-6, these two teams. Grandview with a slightly better record and should be a fun matchup tonight. Steelville is an excellent team. They got shooters all around for Grandview. They're going to get most of their work done on the defensive end, much like the Central Rebels. Defense to offense, that's how Grandview operates. Steelville is more of a zone defense, and will use their zone defense to slow down the offense as well and get the shots that they want. And Grandview will do their best to speed them up. And that will be the fun matchup for tonight between Grandview and Steelville. We're going to step aside for about a minute or so. And when we come back, we'll have your starting lineups for Steelville and Grandview. It's Steelville Grandview second semifinal Class 3 District 3 tournament on JNI.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
The faculty and staff at the Jefferson R. 7 School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be high-caliber athletes. Never lose sight of the goal. Stay driven, focused, and keep up the hard work, teamwork, and all of your efforts will pay off. This message is brought to you by the faculty and staff at the Jefferson R. 7 School District. Go Blue Jays!
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
Matt Greenwood back at Cuba High School, home of the Wildcats and host of the Class 3 District 3 Girls and Boys Tournament. It is the semifinal round. Second semi is coming up shortly between Steelville and Grandview. We're going to go ahead and try to connect to the Wi-Fi here at Cuba so that we can bring you this game. Not on the phone, as the starting lineups go for Grandview and Steelville. Go ahead and so they're going one by one. Instead of Steelville all five and Grandview all five, they're giving us the starting five going one side to the other. And so for Steelville, number 14, Kate Blair just got announced. Megan Faust for Grandview has been announced. For the Cardinals, we also got number 20, Sydney Booker. And number 23 for Grandview is a starter, Caitlin McLaughlin. Another starter for the Steelville Cardinals, number 24, Alyssa Church. And one more to go for the Steelville Lady Cardinals, number 25, Abby Booker. That was deafening. Oh, man. All right, so the starting five have been announced. We'll go over them again. The Eric Schweiss State Farm starting lineups, Grandview, Melina Eaker, Kaylin Sparks, Megan Faust, Caitlin McLaughlin, Macy Tetraside for Grandview, and for Steelville, Hannah Cottrell, Faith Blair, Sydney Booker, Alyssa Church, and Abby Booker. We'll go ahead and get the second semifinal underway with a tip. Tetraside loses the tip to Sydney Booker, who matches her inch by inch. Although I will say this, 5'11 for Ketcherside, 5'10 for Church. So Steelville in their white tops, a shady white with gray and red checkered stripes down the left and right side of the jersey and shorts with their red letters and black trim, red numbers as well. We've got a foul from behind. And so that will go against number 10 of Grandview, Kalen Sparks. First personal, first team foul. Here's a block shot. Catcher side, the help side defense. Duffs the initial shot by Hannah Cottrell. Cottrell sticks with it after catcher side turned it over. And it's two points for Cottrell and the Cardinals. Baseline drive for Grandview. They lose it out of bounds. Number 23, Caitlin McLaughlin, turns it over for the black and gold. From right to left go the Cardinals. Cottrell with the ball. Right side of the floor, far side from us. Now with it, Alyssa Church stumbling. Shovels it off to the right corner. Back up to the top for Cottrell. Cottrell puts her back into the defender right at the free throw line. Turns around and hands it off to Booker. Booker back over to Cottrell. Now with it, near side Cottrell. Elbow extended. Takes the upper dribble. Bounce pass into the corner off to our left. And we've got traveling through the lane by number 24, Alyssa Church. 6:51 to go in this first quarter. 2-0 Steelville with the lead. And during the next timeout, we'll go ahead and try to connect through our Wi-Fi here and see what we can do regarding our broadcast in that fashion. There's a bounce pass from the top of the key over in the left corner out of bounds as Melina Eaker and Kayla McLaughlin cannot connect there on the pass. And a turnover in that far corner right in front of the Steelville bench. Cardinals now have it from right to left. Alyssa Church with it. Dump pass mid-block to Booker. Wrestles it away from the defender. Kicks into the corner. Three ball off the mark. Booker. Rebound to the Grandview Eagles. From left to right, the black and gold go. Crossing the timeline, middle part of the floor, Eaker bounces it to the right, picked out of bounds by Steelville. Inbound from about 40 feet away. And a line drive pass reeled in by Macy Ketcherside. A tough pass to control. She does so and puts it off the glass and in. We are all squared up at two apiece. Turnover by the Cardinals. Grandview crosses the timeline. A near double dribble by Melina Eaker. Now she has it knocked right off of her right hip and into the hands of Church. Church running the two-on-two pass. Great for the Cardinals. Bounce pass from the mid-block left side to the low block right side. Knocked out of bounds by Ketcherside. It will stay Steelville ball. Off to the left along the baseline. Off to the left of the basket, rather. Baseline. Church inbound right underneath the basket to Sydney Booker, who with the easy kiss off the glass. And another two for the Cardinals. Grandview moving left to right. They got it in the front court. Kalen Spark, 5'4", sophomore, senior, gives it up. And Melina Eaker then saves the ball from going out of bounds. A little shove there. And the foul will go on Sydney Booker. As a matter of fact, Eaker almost crashed into us. That would have been bad for both of us, actually. It would have hurt her, and it would have hurt the broadcast here. So inbound from 40 feet out along the sideline to Sparks has it tipped out of bounds right where she received it. And so we'll slide the ball 6 feet to our right along the sideline for another inbound for the Eagles. 4-2 Steelville with the lead. Bounce pass in the corner, Sparks, overhead pass, mid-block, catcher side. Jumps up in the air, a little hang time, and drops in from 2 feet. More like 4 feet for catcher side. Nonetheless, beautiful jump shot for her. Jump shot and fadeaway for her. And then the other end of the floor, a hip check by catcher side on Hannah Cottrell. Cottrell will toe the line for a pair of free throws. So Cottrell, a few dribbles at the charity stripe, puts the ball in a comfortable position in her left or right hand, flips it up, and gets it to go. Seth Collins leading the Steelville Cardinals this year to another 20-win season. 5:09 to play in this first quarter. Second free throw around the world and through. for Hannah Cottrell. 6-4. Steelville with the early first quarter lead. Sparks in the backcourt for Grandview. Still with it. Middle part of the floor. Gets it to Eaker. Cross court or pass across the timeline. Over to Faust, who drives baseline, missed the shot. And then over the back on the rebound is going to go against the Cardinals. So first personal foul for number 14, Faith Blair. That's the Steelville second team foul. Along the baseline, just off to the right of the basket. Long pass to the top of the key for Eaker. Eaker jumps up into the air, dumps it off to Caitlin McLaughlin, drives middle part of the floor. She dumps it off to Ketcherside for the easy turnaround, kiss off the glass. And Ketcherside has all six for the Eagles. We are tied up at six with 4:38 to play in this first quarter. Along the baseline, Cottrell forced to give it up into the corner. Church dribbles out of that corner. Bounce pass to the top of the key, deflected away to Sydney Booker. And then Booker was touched illegally by the right hand of Kaylin Sparks. And that's the second personal for number 10, Kaylin Sparks. Sparks forced to take a seat. Quick inbound, quick shot, and another 2 points for Sydney Booker. She has four on the night. Double team at midcourt. The long pass into the front, and assist goes to Eaker. Bucket to Ketcherside. Ketcherside has all eight for the Grandview Eagles. 4:10 to play in this first quarter. 8-8. Your score, Steelville with the ball operating right to left, tripped up and traveling before getting off the pass was number 24, Alyssa Church. So it is going to be Eagle basketball. Moving from left to right, lob pass from the back to the front, Eaker brings it down, bounce pass off to the right, Faust in the corner, drives along the baseline, shot from the mid-block, it's stuffed. Faust could not get it over the defender there. Still Faust with it now on the near side, and a push foul is going to go on the Steelville Cardinals. Bigger part of the shot was by McLaughlin. And so it'll be a inbound along the sideline for Sarah Faust. Faust, bad pass, Ketcherside, stolen by Cottrell and the Cardinals. From coast to coast, Cottrell goes. Stops and pops in the corner, can't get the friendly bounce. Ketcherside dives for the board, and the Eagles come back the other way. 8-8 ball game, 3.5 to go in quarter number one. Crossing the timeline and losing it, Eaker. Pocket pick, Cottrell up the other way. Puts a shot high off the window, no good, but a foul is called. And Cottrell will get a chance at the free throw line to knock down two free throws and give Steelville the lead back. Free throw up and back iron, no good. This was your Class 3 District 3 semifinal last year, and Steelville got the best of Grandview. Second free throw, Cottrell, nothing but net there. So Cottrell goes 1 of 2 at the stripe. Grandview now with possession, Sarah Faust in the backcourt. To the near corner, midcourt stripe, Eaker. Eaker now crosses the timeline, middle part of the floor. Defender behind her, Eaker, able to bounce off of Cottrell. Dribble. Quick pass, a line drive pass to the right baseline. Shot no good by Megan Faust. And a loose ball there. Ketcherside cleans it up and puts the scrap in the bin to give Grandview a 10-9 lead here in the first quarter. Lucky bounce for Grandview. And Ketcherside able to be the recipient of a little bit of luck. So a 30-second timeout is called. We'll take that Soap Lady timeout with them. 10-9, Grandview leading Steelville. Second semifinal tonight on J98 with 3 minutes to go in quarter number one.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
Thank you.
Catcher side finishes the and one, 11-9. Grandview leading Steelville, under three to go in the second semifinal of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. Matt Greenwood here at Cuba High School. Glad to have you with us this evening. Alyssa Church along the right wing loses the ball for Steelville. Steelville gets it back. Cottrell drives and a blocking foul to go against Grandview's Alina Eaker. Eaker nearly had the steal for Grandview. Went to the deck, tried an outlet pass from her knees right into the hands of Hannah Cottrell. Cottrell flips it up in the free throw line after driving hard to the bucket. And Cottrell flips up the free throw, and this one is good. Melina Eaker comes off the floor for the Eagles and takes a seat near the end of the bench. Cottrell flips up free throw number two and gets it to go. 11-11, your score. Grandview and Steelville, 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Sarah Faust looking at the ball while she dribbles in the backcourt, nearly lost it. Cottrell almost comes away with the steal. Faust up ahead to Zoff. Jordan Zoff, rather. Zoff, cross-court pass along the midcourt stripe. It's picked up by Church and the Cardinals. Going from right to left, kick into the corner for Abby Booker. Abby, back to Church, still right side of the floor. Abby spins off her defender mid-block and then forces up with the right hand. No good. Church got a little too far underneath the basket. Catcher side comes down with the defensive board, and Grandview is coming the other way. From left to right they go. Zoff, bounce pass. From left to right is stolen by Cottrell, her fourth steal of the night. Lob pass to the low left block for Sydney Booker, and Booker is called for traveling. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. From Cuba High School, it's the Class 3 District 3 semifinals. Taking the seats are a pair of Cardinals, Sydney Booker, and also number 14, Faith Blair. Grandview with the ball moving left to right. Near side Zoff along the sideline, along the Wildcats logo that's actually spelled out. Not the logo itself, but the Wildcats name. Here's a drive along the baseline. Megan Faust to number 23, Caitlin McLaughlin. And McLaughlin with the 5-foot floater from the baseline gets it to go. 13-11, Grandview. And then an up-and-under move by Steelville's number 32, who we do not have a name for. So we'll try to get that for you. Double team near midcourt. McLaughlin gets away from it. On her way to the paint, kicks out to the corner. 3-mile catcher side, too strong. Steelville, with about 65 seconds to play in the first quarter, now has the ball moving right to left. 13-13 game. Corner three. So what? For Abby Booker. Under a minute to play, Steelville with their second lead of the night, and then a reach-in foul right about 35 feet away from the basket. Unnecessary foul will go on the Cardinals. It'll be the first for Kaylee Hudson, as Caitlin McLaughlin was the player fouled. 48 seconds to go, 16-13, Steelville with the lead. From left to right, they go into the front court. Faust tries to split the double and got tripped up, and a foul is called. By the way, Kaylee Hudson throwing her arms up to the official, didn't know why she was called for the foul. Steelville going back into their 1-3-1 zone defense. Lob pass for the Eagles. Two catcher side brings it in, puts it back up quickly, but it's just off to the right. The baseline jumper from 7 feet a little too short for catcher side, who has 11 points for Grandview in this first quarter. Abby Booker into the corner for Church. Church baseline drive, no good. Matter of fact, that was Cottrell who missed it. And rebound for the Eagles. Grandview trailing by three. Pass nearly thrown away by the Eagles. They save it 35 feet away from the basket. Eagles maintain. Skip pass from the wing into the corner. Three ball off the mark by Megan Faust. Five for the rebound. Catcher side. Put back no good. Second opportunity for catcher side. This one is going to go in. Macy catcher side on the glass. Proven very effective. Gets the final bucket of the first quarter. 16-15 your score. Steelville leading after one. We'll be back in 1 minute on J98 The Boot.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Let Dana Richter show you how insuring your home and auto with Shelter Insurance can save you money.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
Matt Greenwood back at Cuba High School, home of the Wildcats and host of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. 16-15. The score, Steelville with the lead after the first 8 minutes of play. We tried to connect through. Failed again, so we're just going to keep the broadcast on the phone for you tonight. Do apologize for that. But here is Grandview with the ball to start the second quarter, but not for long. A turnover at the top of the key. Minute Steelville coming the other way. Chest pass to chest of Cottrell. Cottrell reels it in, drives into the corner. Then along the baseline, kick out, three ball. Yes, sir. Alyssa Church for Steelville gets the first 3 points of the second quarter. 19-15, Steelville with their lead, their largest lead. Previously, it had been two. Jump pass, McLaughlin into the lane, catcher side. Loose ball, pair of players hit the deck. And with the tie-up, possession arrow favoring Steelville. Winner to face Central in the Class 3 District 3 Championship on Thursday. The girls' championship at 6 o'clock, the boys' championship at 7:30. We'll have boys' semifinal action for you tomorrow on J98. 19-15, your score. Corner pass, Cottrell to Blair. Blair over to Abby Booker, back into the corner for Cottrell. Steelville operating the right side of the floor. Now they'll swing it around to the near side. On the left side, mid-block pass, back around from Sydney Booker to Alyssa Church. Church on her way to the bucket, hip check by Caitlin McLaughlin. And that will be foul number one on Caitlin McLaughlin. Graduating this year is McLaughlin. Bounce pass, just off to the right of the bucket, and from point blank range, unable to get the friendly roll, Sydney Booker, Steelville, with an easy opportunity for 2 points there on a nicely drawn up inbound play. And now having her pocket picked is Jordan Zoff by Cottrell, her fifth steal of the night. And then Cottrell is fouled on her way to the basket. She was about 3 feet away and got fouled. And talking to Coach Collins over the weekend, there's a game for Steelville, their final regular season game, where Cottrell had 13 steals. I had to ask him to repeat himself. But, yeah, he said 13 steals. So far tonight, five. That stat brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. Cottrell, first free throw, yes. Second free throw, of course. Grandview trailing by six. Six and a half to play in second quarter. Zoff, bounce pass along the arc into the corner for Megan Faust. Bounce to catcher side, has it knocked away from behind before she could gain possession. Loose ball into the corner, and McLaughlin cannot save it from going out of bounds. It's a turnover by Grandview. 6:20 to play. Steelville has the momentum in this early portion of the second quarter. Crossing the timeline, and now to the left side of the floor, Cottrell off the left hip, a shovel pass to Sydney Booker. Booker, ball above her head to the cutting. Alyssa Church, middle part of the paint. Church went to the left side of the basket and missed with the left hand. Rebound, Macy Ketcherside. A lot of girls red in the face here so far tonight. It's a little warm in the gym, but also an up-and-down game. Really, players without much time to breathe. Ketcherside draws a triple. Smartly bounces it to her right into the hands of McLaughlin, who was never picked up. Ketcherside, realizing she had no shot, gets the assist there. And then Cottrell called for traveling as she made her way from the far right wing to the middle part of the floor. And it's a turnover by Steelville. Grandview down by four. Getting away with the travel, the Eagles. And then a forearm shiver out of the corner by Megan Faust, trying to create space between her and the defender, got caught by the sideline official. That's a turnover by the Grandview Eagles. 5:27 to play, 21-17. Steelville with the lead and the ball, operating right to left in this first half in the backcourt. A little three-man press for Grandview, and as they go ahead and call off the dogs there, as Church brings it up the floor for Steelville with a right hand. Still right side of the floor. Right elbow into the corner for Blair. Blair back over to Church. Church gets a high ball screen from Sydney Booker. Goes to the left of that screen. Nearly lost it to Church. Gets it back. Dumps it off to Hudson. Hudson jump pass into the corner for Sydney Booker. And Booker lost her feet. Trying to get past Ketcherside along the baseline. It's a turnover by the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Crossing the timeline with the ball. Little hesitation, Sarah Faust. Or bigger part, an Eaker. Into the corner, back to Eaker. Eaker into the right corner for Megan Faust. Cross-court pass, loose ball. Sarah Faust for Grandview picks it up, gets it to Ketcherside, who dumps it off right over into the hands of Megan Faust. Faust becomes the third Grandview Eagle to score points. Eagles down 21-19. All of Steelville here rooting on the Cardinals. One of the travel called on Sarah Faust. And a nice top of the key pass to the baseline cutting. Hannah Cottrell, who is able to get it to go from point blank range. And then an offensive foul on the other end by the Grandview Eagles. Fans are in it early. Lucky for us, we got the loudest guy here right behind us. 4 minutes to go in this second quarter. 23-19 Steelville spinning along the top of the key. Church. Bounce pass left wing. Haley Hudson jumped up, missed the shot, but she was fouled on the left wrist. That'll be McLaughlin's second personal. Well, they gave it to Faust. Called it her first. But no, it's on McLaughlin.
The Toyota Drive to Victory sales event is here. Race to first place this winter by getting a great deal on an exceptional Toyota. Choose from a wide selection of championship-level Toyota vehicles, like the adventurous 2018 RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, the RAV4 conquers the elements. Gear up for winter in the Toyota Tacoma. This true contender is dependable as they come, and with a chiseled frame and stylish interior, it looks great too. Or choose the Toyota Highlander, a family-friendly vehicle with the seating capacity and spacious interior to bring everyone comfortably along for the ride. Plus, all four of these vehicles come with advanced safety technology standard and at no extra cost, so you'll be winning all winter long. Hurry in and save. The Toyota Drive to Victory sales event ends soon. Visit your local Toyota dealer or check out buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Twin City Toyota today. Take Interstate 55 south to the Herculaneum exit or check them out online at twincitytoyota.com.
Again, our apologies for the technical difficulties. Macy Ketcherside going 1-2 at the free throw line after she got fouled on her shot from inside the paint. And now here's Steelville the other way, up by 5, nearly losing it right side of the floor, opposite from us. 3:25 to go. Cottrell in possession for the Cardinals. Dumps it off to her right for Abby Booker. To Church. to Cottrell. Top of the key. Three off to the right. Comes back left side. Rebound for Sarah Fowles to the Eagles. Chance to pull within two or three. Tripped up, losing the ball is Sarah Fowles. Goff trying to scoop it up. Instead, Cottrell, her sixth steal of the night, goes coast to coast and misses the layup with the left. Six steals for Anna Cottrell. A carry for Grandview. And getting away with it, McLaughlin. And that deep two corner shot from Macy Ketcherside goes through. And Ketcherside has 16 of the Grandview 22 points. Top of the key to the free throw line, Booker. Can't find a shot, goes to Church. Skip pass from wing to wing to Cottrell. Cottrell head fake to the left, drives right, draws a double. Cottrell lost it. Down to her knees is Sarah Fowles trying to wrestle it away from Faith Blair. A tie-up is called, and possession arrow favoring Grandview. 2:26 left in this first half. We have had a physical, up-and-down, nonstop game. Only one timeout has been called, and we've had that one break during the switchover between the first and the second quarter. Here's a loose ball in the backcourt. Cottrell almost her seventh steal tonight. However, she winds up poking it out of bounds right to the feet of Rhonda Hufford, the head coach of the Grandview Eagles, who is exacerbated on the bench for Grandview. He does not understand why the team is struggling to pass the ball when they've got players right next to each other. Another pass deflected, this time by Faith Blair. Grandview keeps it from the near side wing, dribbling to the middle part of the floor. Sarah Faust, rather, and Faust is called for traveling. And now Hubbard is off the bench. 2 minutes to go. Steelville with the ball, moving right to left, crossing the timeline. Church with a left-hand dribble back over to her right hand. Off the right hip, pass to the middle part of the floor for Sydney Booker. Lost it from behind. Steal for Grandview. Another tie-up as Booker reached in and got a hand on the ball. And we're going to have a foul called instead of a tie-up. And it's going to go on Hannah Cottrell. So Cottrell lost the ball, tried to get it back, tried to get the tie-up called. And the baseline official says she got too much arm. That'll put Grandview on the line for a 1-1. As the crowd here for Steelville, which is larger than the Grandview one, not happy with the call. Front end of the 1-1 is good for Sarah Fowles. Sarah Fowles looking for her second free throw off the left side of the backboard. Rebound underneath for Grandview and along the baseline. Traveling goes against Caitlin McLaughlin. Down to a two-point Cardinal lead. They have the ball moving right to left. 96 seconds to go in this first half. Cottrell, ball above her head, comes to the near side lane for Blair. Blair back up top. Cottrell head fake left, drives right, cannot drive to the right. Now spins into the lane. Able to drive to the right, kicks it up to the ring. And the crowd tells it all. Abby Booker from the wing gets the three to drop, and it's back up to a five-point lead for Steelville, tying their largest. Splitting the double along the arc is Melina Eaker. Kicks it to the top of the key, three ball, Jordan's off to the right, missed everything except for the bottom of the backboard. 60 seconds to go in the first half, 28-23 Steelville. Spinning her way from the volleyball attacking line to the top of the key, Cottrell hands it off to Haley Harlow. To Lydia Sexton. But now with it is Blair, just inside the perimeter straight away. To Cottrell, draws a double to the right corner along the sideline for Abby Booker. Drives baseline up over two Eagle defenders. No good on the shot, but a whistle is called. Or a whistle is blown, I should say. A foul is called, and it'll be Abby Booker with a pair of free throws. A huge bend of the knee as her knees almost touch the court. And then coming up and through with the free throw, Abby Booker gets the first one to go. Five on the night for Abby Booker. 29-23 Steelville. Make it 30-23 Steelville. The friendly roll for Abby Booker on free throw number two. 7 points, the largest lead of the night for Steelville. 35 seconds to go. Grandview, Cottrell nearly picks the pocket of Sarah Fowles. Grandview maintains possession. Double team along the perimeter for McLaughlin. Forced to give it up to Eaker. Eaker into the corner, traveling, wanting to be called by the fans. on McLaughlin. Instead, McLaughlin delivers a pass into the corner for number 22, Cecilia Diedrich, to make her mark on the game. 7 seconds to go. Down by 5, Grandview, Stillville with the ball. 4.4 seconds to go. Cottrell pass, or pass shot, shot pass, whatever you want to call it, was deflected out of bounds along the baseline. Stillville maintains possession. Church to inbound, into the corner. Cottrell, ball above her head, comes to her right, has a pocket pick. 1 second to go. From 75 feet, the shot is up and no good from Sarah Fowle. 16 minutes of action have gone by, and what a fantastic atmosphere and a fantastic ball game we've got for you through the first half here. Stillville 30, Grandview 25, back in 3 minutes with your Midwest Sports Center halftime show.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve. J98 The Boot.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The faculty and staff at the Jefferson R. 7 School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, commitment, and dedication to be high-caliber athletes. Never lose sight of the goal. Stay driven, focused, and keep up the hard work, teamwork, and all of your efforts will pay off. This message is brought to you by the faculty and staff at the Jefferson R. 7 School District. Go Blue Jays!
Unico Bank is proud to announce the opening of our three new locations. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton, and I'm happy to let you know that Farmington, along with Bismarck and Park Hills, now have all the conveniences of Unico Bank in your hometown. We invite you to stop in and see familiar faces and meet new ones too. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated. We are large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Let Dana Richter show you how insuring your home and auto with Shelter Insurance can save you money.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you need a new doctor or dentist for your physical health or dental care? Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro has highly qualified doctors and dentists who are accepting new patients. We can get you in quickly and at the affordable rates you expect from Comtree. Call 877-COMTREE to schedule an appointment at our Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE. Comtree, we want to be your healthcare home.
KW Hudson Entertainment presents Granger Smith.
Granger Smith.
Coming to the Farmington Civic Center Saturday, May 12th. Granger Smith featuring Earl Dibbles Jr.
This is the country boy song.
Don't tread on me.
That's right. Granger Smith featuring Earl Dibbles Jr. is coming to the Farmington Civic Center. Get your tickets now online at itickets.com or buy your tickets at the Farmington Civic Center box office.
Out here cruising to a back road song.
VIP seating $40, pit tickets for $40, floor seats for $35, or arena seating for $28.
Don't you love it when the good guys win?
Tonight you won't want to miss Granger Smith with the Good Guys Win Tour, with special guest coming soon.
Brought to you by Twin Oaks Winery and Hubs Pub and Grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Our halftime show, Matt Green with Actuba High School, home of the Lady Wildcats and Wildcats when the boys play, but also hosting the Class 3 District 3 tournament, boys and girls. We got girls action for you tonight, and it's 30-25 in the second semifinal game between Steelville and Grandview, the Cardinals of Steelville, with the 5-point first half lead. Let's go ahead and get to your Bloomsdale Bank first half stats. Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. We'll begin with the Grandview Eagles, who are on the trailing end of the first half score. Megan Faust with 2, Sarah Faust with 1, Cecilia Diedrichs with 3, 4 for Caitlin McLaughlin, 16 for Macy Ketcherstein. And if my math serves me correctly, that is 25 points. They're going to call that Dietrich's 3 a 2-pointer. So beg your pardon there. Now that makes 25. That only makes sense. For the Steelville Cardinals, 13 for Hannah Conchell to lead all scorers, 6 for Sydney Booker, 6 for Abby Booker, 3 for Alyssa Church, 2 for Kaylee Hudson. Those are your first half Bloomsdale Bank stats. We'll set the time for 90 seconds when we come back. Third quarter and fourth quarter action between Steelville and Grandview on J98.
It was 1963.
And Fleeg's Equipment in St. Genevieve was founded as a family-owned and operated business, where it still remains today.
And in 2016, our second location in Ludington is opened.
Here at Fleeg's Equipment, we are known best for selling exceptional equipment such as Case IH, Hustler Turf, Spartan, Vermeer, Cub Cadet, and many more.
Service from the time you enter the door or pick up the phone is taken to heart, because at Fleeg's Equipment, we ask that you let our family serve your family.
There are lots of places to get mowers, tractors, and any piece of equipment, but none with the history and longevity of Fleeg's Equipment, a proven company with certified technicians and customer service where you're more than just a number.
Your business is a family tradition to us.
Fleeg's Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve, on the outer service road at Ledington Exit, or online 24/7, fleegs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
We have reached the conclusion of the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Now it's back for more basketball here on day 98. Matt Greenwood with you at Cuba High School, doing the broadcast old school style over the phone. 30-25, Steelville with a lead over Grandview. Will be the Cardinals operating left to right in the second half. 13 points for Hannah Cottrell, also six steals for Hannah Cottrell to lead the Cardinals. Leading scorer for Grandview, 16, Macy Ketcherside. That is 16 points for Ketcherside. First possession for the Cardinals, stolen by Grandview. And then getting it back after a loose ball there is Caitlin McLaughlin. And rolls it up with the right. And that went around the world three times, stopped for 2 seconds, spun even slower, and then finally went on through for Caitlin McLaughlin. That's about as slow as I've ever seen a basketball. As now we get the loose ball right here at my feet at the midcourt stripe. We're just off to the right of midcourt. It's a turnover, by the way, for Steelville. So Grandview gets the first turnover, gets the first basket of the third quarter, and Kaylin Sparks, who had two early fouls, back into the game to start the second half. Kaylin Sparks with the ball, about 35 feet away, middle part of the court, goes all the way to the right. Megan Fouts out of the corner to Sparks. In the paint, mid-block, bounce pass left side to McLaughlin, bounce pass across the charity stripe to Melina Eaker. And we just had a two-point shot made by Megan Faust. Faust with four, Steelville, their lead trimmed down to one, 6:50 to play. From left to right, the Cardinals go, near side wing, Kaylee Hudson puts her back into the defender, dribbles across the arc, and a left-hip pass into the hands of Cottrell. Cottrell to the screener. I think that was Abby Booker who set up a screen for Cottrell. And it is Sydney Booker, pardon me. Booker set a screen for Cottrell. Cottrell said go away. So Booker did, went to the rim. Cottrell found her. Booker gets fouled. Free throw line, two free throws. Off back iron, then side of the rim, and no good. I want to thank Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Patrick's Furniture in Park Hills, Jefferson College in Hillsboro, and as all timeouts are brought to you this year, the Silk Lady Cleaning Products in Bon Terre. Second free throw good for Sydney Booker. Grandview up 31-29 in this third quarter, under 6.5 to play. Behind the back dribble off the back heel of Eaker. Eaker keeps it, hands it off foul. Foul 35 feet away from the bucket, dribbled to the right side of the floor, and lost control of it out of bounds along the baseline. Turnover Grandview, who's led just one time so far tonight when it was 13-11. The largest lead for Steelville has been 7. 6:10 to play in the second half. Dribbling across the arc, Booker. Stop, hands it off to Cottrell. Cottrell settles the ball on the right hip and goes with the right hip pass to the near side wing for Sydney. Sydney taking on Sparks to the baseline, about 15 feet away, pulls it back out, finds Cottrell. Cottrell spins around and finds Blair. Blair to the right corner for Booker up top with an overhead pass to the waist of Cottrell. Cottrell draws a double into the corner of Blair, now looking for a shot. Blair looking to drive. Picks up her dribble, double teamed, is trying to maintain her pivot foot. And finally, a push is called. Whether it's Ketcherside or Sparks, it will be against Grandview. And I think the official's talking it over to see if they got the right call. So it goes on Macy Ketcherside, and that's her third, and that's huge for Grandview. Ketcherside averaging 17 points a game this year for Grandview. Now has three personal fouls. She also has 16 tonight. Grandview can ill afford to lose catcher side. So if you're Steelville, keep attacking the basket the best you can. Patchell at the top of the circle. Austin Sidney Booker dumps it off to Church. Church, quick pass down to Cottrell, mid-right block, and it's tipped up in the air by Sparks, but stolen by Sparks. Running the four, Sparks, right side now, lit out into the corner for Megan Faust. Picks up her dribble, bounce pass to the top for Eaker. Eaker tries to kiss one off the hardwood over to the left sideline, and it's deflected out of bounds by Abby Booker. Catcher side with three personal fouls, forcing Coach Rhonda Hubbard to take her out of the game. Second-year head coach for the Grandview Eagles, Rhonda Hubbard. 29 years, however, coaching basketball. A lot of experience on that sideline for Grandview. We got ourselves a walkover. Haley Harlow, who is the only post presence that Coach Hubbard has off the bench for catcher side, went ahead and moved her feet, trying to make her move on that post up. Here's Cottrell under the front court. On the run, receives it, and deposits it into the basket. And a foul. Assist to Alyssa Church Steelville, up by four with 4:56 to play in the third. Cottrell. A chance for another and one. She converted one in the first half. It's up and it's through. Potential Patrick's Furniture play, or excuse me, Unico Bank play of the game. We'll put a star next to that one, as it gives Steelville a 34-29 lead. And we have a foul on Alyssa Church in the backcourt. It will be Grandview ball still. In down in the backcourt, Sparks to Eaker. Eaker bounce pass along the perimeter into the corner for Caitlin McLaughlin, who shuffled her feet before she could pass it off back to Eaker. Turnover, Grandview. 34-29 the score, Coach Hubbard. For the Eagles, arms folded across her lap with a cup of water in her hand. Coach Hubbard shouting out defensive instructions from the other side of the floor. Cottrell on the near side wing. Steelville moves left to right. A pass to Blair, and Blair travels. The pace is super fast. It's flash quick right now. 4.5 to play. 34-29. Steelville with the lead. Let's see if Grandview tries to slow it down a bit. Nope, they keep the pace up, too. A kick ball off the left red sneaker of Sydney Booker. Some confusion on the court for the players, but it's going to be a side-out inbound for Eaker. Man in stripes flips Eaker the ball right in front of the Grandview bench. Eagles trying to trim the 5-point deficit. Pass into Harlow, high elbow on the right side of the floor. Reels it in after it's tipped up in the air briefly. Now with it. Eaker jumps up into the air, dumps it off Harlow. Low right block, pass along the paint, along the baseline to McLaughlin, comes up short with a floater. And we've got ourselves a tie-up. The defensive rebound went to Sydney Booker. But possession arrow after the tie-up by McLaughlin favors Grandview. 4:08 to play. Along the baseline, Sparks. Bounce pass into the corner, Harlow. Nearly had her heel on the line. Goes up top, 30 feet away. To Eaker. Eaker operating the near side of the floor as Grandview moves right to left. Eaker takes the pass down low, dribbles to the right, dumps it off to Sparks. Sparks into the corner for Megan Faust. Then Faust. Did she step on the line? She did. And Megan Faust turns it over for Grandview. It was 30-25 Steelville at the break. 4 points apiece for either side. Steelville has turned to Cottrell and Booker, Sydney Booker, for their 4 points. For Grandview, it's come from Megan Faust and Caitlin McLaughlin. Alyssa Church goes over Caitlin Sparks. Underneath, Sparks tumbled, and a charge will go against the Steelville Cardinals and number 20, Sydney Booker, her third personal. Winner of this game tonight to face the Central Lady Rebels on Thursday, a 6 o'clock game on J98 for the District 3 Championship in Class 3. Still a bit of a ways to go here with 11 and a half minutes to go in the game, under 3.5 to go in this third quarter. Bounce pass out of the corner along the baseline, and Caitlin McLaughlin bounced it right into the hands of Faith Blair. Blair hands it off to Church, crosses the timeline, middle part of the floor, high ball screen by Kaylee Hudson. Church goes to the right with a bounce pass to the wing for Abby Booker, who watched it deflected out of bounds to the sideline by Megan Faust. Inbound, Abby Booker to the right hip of Cottrell. Cottrell into the corner, picks up her dribble. Once a player in the post wanted Blair to go to the mid-block, Blair was cut off by the Grandview defense, so Cottrell comes to Hudson. Hands it right back to Cottrell near side wing. Skip pass onto the other wing for Abby Booker to Church. Church thought about the shot from 25 feet, instead goes back over right side to Cottrell. Into the corner with under three to play, Hudson and Steelville have it with a five-point lead. Hudson turns her body into the defender and gets it to Abby Booker on the wing. Booker, lob pass down low, Blair, shot over the defender. Comes up short, right side of the bucket, rebound for Grandview. So about a 35-second possession for Steelville. They cannot get points out of it. Here's Sparks into the front court. Bounce pass along the top of the circle to Eaker. Eaker, quick line drive pass to the cutting. Harlow along the baseline, tipped up in the air and stolen by Church. Three-on-three fast break. Church lost it on the way to the bucket. Stripped by Sparks. Sparks, outlet pass, up ahead, left side of the bucket, right-hand layup. It's good from Megan Faust. Grandview down by three, up and down we go. 2:05 to play. Steelville has the ball left to right on your radio dials. Right at the Wildcat logo, Church. Thought about going to the right side, instead comes back. Cottrell dumps it down to Hudson, who's on the move, and she kisses one off the window and in. Kaylee Hudson has four. 1:45 to play, a five-point Steelville lead. Hubbard shouting out instructions to Eaker, the point guard. Eaker jumps up into the air, puts a pass into the corner for Megan Faust. Faust back to Eaker. Skip pass from the top of the circle to the wing. Quick pass. McLaughlin to Sparks. Misses from long range. Long rebound comes back to Sparks. Now it's passed along the baseline to Megan Faust. Her 10-foot jumper comes up short. Gets her own rebound. Goes all the way up top near midcourt to Eaker. Eaker back over to Sparks. Sparks from wing to wing to Eaker. Dribbles to the high elbow to Eaker. Jumped up. Dumps it off McLaughlin. McLaughlin dribbles across the middle part of the floor to Sparks. Over his pass in the corner. Megan Faust connects from long range. Megan Faust has the last 5 points for the Eagles. 36-34, Steelville with the lead and the ball only up by two of the minutes ago. Cottrell crosses the timeline. Swipes away the left hand of McLaughlin. Goes over to Abby Booker. Booker, lob pass down low to Blair. Saves it from going out of bounds underneath the basket. 10-foot jumper from Cottrell. Elbow extended short. Rebound, Grandview, a chance to tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Hubbard wants to go into a half-court set. Eaker to Sparks. Ball is overhead, facing the 1-3-1 Steelville zone. Get pass into the corner, and then Faust turns it over on the entry pass to the block for Harlow. And now Seth Collins wants a timeout for Steelville. 28.6 seconds left in this third quarter. Steelville 36, Grandview 34. We've got ourselves a Soap Lady cleaning product timeout. It's a full. We'll take it with us here on J98 The Boot.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products on our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Back into Cuba High School. Matt Greenwood with J98, 36-34. Steelville with the lead and the ball operating left to right. Midcourt inbound to Cottrell in the back. Crosses the timeline with a right-hand dribble and goes over to Church on the left wing. Church to Abby Booker, back over to Church. McLaughlin in front of her. Church up top to Cottrell. 15 seconds to go. 2-point Steelville lead. Cottrell, near side wing dribble. Hands it off Booker. Abby Booker to Church. Comes down with the high pass, goes over to Cottrell between the wing and the corner, drives on Sparks, floats it up, air ball, 1 second to go, Grandview the rebound, and the buzzer sounds. We've come to the end of three quarters, 36-34. Steelville holding on to a two-point lead as Coach Harper gives high-five to the Eagles on the way to the bench. We'll step aside for another 60 seconds to come back with the fourth quarter in this Class 3, District 3 semifinal right here on J98.
The entire faculty and staff of the Steelville R3 School District would like to take this time to wish the Steelville Cardinals all the best this basketball season. It takes a lot of hard work and determination to be a winning team, and you have proven you have what it takes both on and off the court. Good luck to the Steelville Cardinals from everyone at the Steelville R3 School District, and thank you for being a great representation of Steelville.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
Area College broadcast booth. Monroe Area College is your next step. Matt Greenwood at Cuba High School, start of the fourth quarter. Here we go. Steelville 36, Grandview 34, our second semifinal of the Class 3 District 3 tournament. With it, Church. From left to right, the Cardinals go. Church to Cottrell. On the run, Blair. Receives the pass from Cottrell and gets the friendly roll on the assistant score. Faith Blair, her first 2 points of the night. 38-34, Grandview trails. Kaylin Sparks for the Eagles. Down pass to the right for Eager. Overhead long pass, 20 feet to her left into the corner for McLaughlin. McLaughlin to Sparks, still 35 feet away. Catcher side back in for Grandview. Receives a pass from Eager, fouled from behind on the shot. Macy catcher side has three personal fouls. Had to take a seat for the last 4 minutes of the third quarter. Coach Hubbard having her hand forced to pull catcher side. First free throw up and in for catcher side. Catcher side had 16 first half points, nothing in the third. This is the second free throw. And what do we have here? An over-the-back foul on the rebound attempt by Kaylin Sparks. So catcher side goes 1 of 2 from the stripe. Haley Harlow had come in for Grandview, didn't get any points, but did give catcher side the much-deserved rest. 7:10 to go. Steelville operating left to right. High ball screen, Cottrell. Overhead pass in the left wing off the hands of Blair into the corner for Church. Back over to Cottrell on the near side. Cottrell spins into her defender, McLaughlin. McLaughlin sticks with her. Cottrell, after giving the ball to Abby Booker, goes on the run towards the bucket. Wants to post up on McLaughlin. Cottrell not getting the ball yet. Ball in the corner, Abby Booker. Booker dribbles to the wing. To Cottrell. Tries her luck from long range off the left side of the rim. No good. Over the back foul. Going against Macy Ketcherside. Her fourth personal foul. Ketcherside at 5'10", maybe 5'11", tallest player on the floor, has four personal, and the player with 17 points in danger of fouling out of this game. Inbound along the baseline for Steelville. They can't get it in cleanly. Loose ball. Foul will go on Faith Blair as she ran over the back of the leg of McLaughlin, who had scooped up the scraps. Four team fouls for Steelville, 5-4 Grandview. Eagles trailing 38-35, 6:39 to play. That 1-3-1 zone set up for Steelville. Ball into the front court. Megan Faust lost her balance. Lean back in her right heel along that sideline about 10 feet off to our left as we're situated courtside right at the midcourt stripe, just slightly off to the right by like maybe a foot and a half. So we're dangerously close for sure. Here's a lob pass Church to the high elbow. Cottrell near side of the floor. Cottrell tried to wrap around her defender and double dribble. Cottrell, not really sure. She realized she had picked up the dribble, trying to get around the bigger, taller catcher side, but she did. Turnover, Steelville, 38-35 Cardinals. Grandview with the ball operating right to left. 40 feet away from the basket, foul. Bounce pass to her left to Melina Eaker is tipped out of bounds by Steelville. Mm-hmm. Be sure to stick around for the Home Fools and Spas postgame show. It'll be fun to talk to either Seth Collins or Rhonda Hubbard. Been a fun game, up and down. Skip pass from wing to the corner. Eaker to Spark, and Spark double dribbled. Traveling, double dribble. We've seen a lot of those happening here tonight. Mostly the travel, less for the double dribble. But either way, it's a turnover, and under six to play. Steelville still holding on to that three-point lead. Their largest lead of the night for Steelville has been seven. For Grand Butte, it's been two. Top of the key, Church. Shovel pass to the near side wing for Cottrell. Cottrell pushed out towards the volleyball line. Dumps it off to Abby Booker. On the crossover, hands it off Church. Again, on another crossover offensive possession. Cottrell now with it. Church to the left side of the floor. Cottrell near side. Cottrell to Abby Booker. Sydney Booker. Sydney Booker turns around and hands it off to Church. Church almost dribbled into a double team. Spun away, but bounce pass through the paint to the low left. Lob to Blair. Out of her reach and out of bounds. There's always going to be someone on the backside of these players with the ball for Grandview. And just crossing the timeline, Eaker, a timeout for Coach Hubbard. She wants a 60. 5:15 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 38-35. Steelville leading Grandview. The Eagles of Grandview have the ball when we come back from this Soap Lady timeout.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Let Dana Richter show you how insuring your home and auto with Shelter Insurance can save you money.
Back in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. I am Matt Greenwood with you this evening for J98. A timeout called by Grant as they set up a play down by three. It's the second semifinal tonight on J98. Essential won the first one over West County 66-36. And a tough pass for Kaylin Sparks off the left knee of Church along that far sideline. Goes out of bounds into the corner and will stay. Grandview basketball. 5:07 to go in this fourth quarter. 38-35, Steelville with the lead, trying to get to the Class 3 District 3 championship for the second year in a row. Here's Sparks. Almost traveled with it right in front of the Grandview bench. Takes up her dribble. Goes to Ketcherside down low. Draws a triple team. Turnaround jumper too hard off the glass for Ketcherside. Backside rebound offensively for McLaughlin. Her putback shot is blocked by Blair. And then right out of bounds off the fingertips of Blair's teammate Cottrell. It will stay Grandview basketball. Under five to play. Grandview to inbound it. Sparks just off to the left of her basket. Ball tipped up in the air. And Cottrell gets her seventh steal tonight. Cottrell, coast to coast, stops and drops in a floater from the right side, 3 feet out. Cottrell, 16 points so far tonight. Ketcherside for Grandview leading all scores with 17 as it gets louder. 4.5 to go. Baseline pass, Ketcherside kept the ball up high, turned around, but point blank range gets it to go. 19 for Ketcherside. Still a three-point Steelville lead. 4:20 to go. Cottrell draws a double on the wing. Kick up top Booker, and Abby Booker missed well off to the right. Faith Blair with the offensive rebound and a whistle. We have a slap of the wrist on Grandview's number 12, Megan Faust, her fourth personal foul. Blair to shoot a pair. First one, off to the right, no good. Megan Faust with four personals coming off the floor. Subbing in for her, Sarah Faust. 5'6", sophomore Sarah Faust. Blair comes up short on the second free throw, but got to spin forward to go in. So one of two from the stripe goes Blair up to a four-point Steelville lead. Eaker, quick pass into the corner from to Sarah Faust. get past to the lane for Sparks. Back over to Eaker. Dunks it down low to Ketcherside. Ketcherside whips the double team along the baseline over both defenders and off the glass and in. Ketcherside with 21 points tonight, down to a two-point Cardinal lead. They've got the ball moving from left to right. Church crosses over Eaker right at the top of the circle and hands it off to Cottrell. Cottrell dribbles from the wing to the top of the circle into the corner for Abby Booker. Out of the corner to Cottrell. Bounce pass along the midcourt drive, and Cottrell led her teammate Sydney Booker too far back towards the backcourt, and it lands right out of bounds. Dribbled itself right out of bounds. 3.5 to go. Grandview a chance to tie again with a bucket here. A three-pointer, and they take the lead. Bounce pass off the right sneaker, red sneaker of Abby Booker, and out of bounds. It'll be a sideline inbound for Grandview. But not before we have ourselves another timeout. 3:24 to play. 41-39. Steelville with the lead. Grandview with the ball. It's been within 7 points all night. Steelville, their largest lead, 7. For Grandview, their largest lead, 2 points. But it's been mostly Steelville. Let's thank some of our sponsors. Jefferson College in Hillsboro, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Parkland Health Park Pharmacy, Deloge in Fredericktown, and Ironton, Comtree in Festus, YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. We'll see what Coach Hubbard has drawn out of the timeout for the Eagles. 29 years of coaching for Coach Hubbard, too, here at Grandview. He knows how to say the right things to our players to get the right result. The entry pass went into the deep corner for Sarah Faust, who can't come out of it without traveling first. Grandview has had multiple opportunities, down by 2 or 3 points, to either tie or take a lead, and they have turned it over each and every time. From the wing, down low, a pass, Church to Cottrell, knocked that off of her hands and out of bounds. Good backside help defense from Caitlin McLaughlin. 3:11 to play in this fourth quarter. Along the baseline, the inbound Church to Cottrell, trying to get past her defender. McLaughlin couldn't do so, so off the right hip, she floats it up and cannot get the friendly roll. Defensive rebound for Ketcherside and the Eagles. And again, with under three to play, Grandview has a chance to tie with a bucket. And this time we're going to have a foul go against Steelville. And that's 5 team fouls. Third personal for Hannah Cottrell. Grandview has been down by 2 or 3 points in the second half at least 6 or 7 times and have failed to tie it or take the lead. Here's Eaker. Top of the circle, 35 feet away. Over into the wing for Sparks. Sparks, 3-point try. Back iron, no good. Sparks, long rebound, high elbow, gets it, controls it, up off the glass, and no good from 8 feet. So Taylor Sparks had 2 good looks at the bucket, cannot get it to go in. 2.5 to play in the fourth. 41-39, Steelville. Church, volleyball line, 35 feet away, dribbles across it, nearly lost it. McLaughlin, hands all over the ball there. Church picks up a loose ball, and a no-look pass to the baseline over the head of Abby Booker and out of bounds. Turnover, Steelville. Much like Grandview's been down by 2 or 3 points with possession, a chance to tie or take the lead. Steelville has had the lead by 2 or 3 points, a chance to make it 5, 6, 7, go on a run and put this game to bed. They can't do so either missed shot or turnover. Who will come through first? Bounce pass along the midcourt stripe. Sparks to Eaker. Eaker, on her way to the bucket, jumps up and delivers a pass back to the lane for Sparks. Eaker now with it. Cross court to McLaughlin. Down low, Ketcherside. Low left block. Tips it off the glass, and we are tied. 41-41, under 2 to play. Reach and foul McLaughlin. Or do we have a timeout first? I think Coach Collins just bailed out the Grandview defense as one official is ready to call a defensive foul, but Coach Collins called a timeout. A 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. And thank the Soap Lady Cleaning Product for this timeout. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. So tomorrow we've got the Class 3 District 3 Boys Semifinals on K98. First match, the Central Rebels and the Webb County Bulldogs. And the second game, Steelville against Bourbon. But we still have a night to finish here. The Central Lady Rebels already into the district championship. Steelville and Grandview fighting to the very end here for that spot and that chance to knock off the defending district champs. Grandview lost this game last year to Steelville. It was a very, very close game. This one, much like last year. And with the score tied 41-41, the offensive set for Seth Collins was disrupted by a good Grandview defense, and Coach Collins forced to call another timeout. And we'll go ahead and keep that timeout here on the floor and thank some more of our sponsors for this season and for this district tournament. Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus. The UPS store in Festus. Cleve Equipment in St. Genevieve and Leadington. And by Unico Bank in Potosi, Belowes, Irondale, Park Hill, Bismarck, and Farmington. Listen to this crowd. I'd be surprised if anyone can hear themselves think at this point. 41-41, your score. 1:49 to play. Steelville, Grandview, the two teams have combined to go 44-6 this year. Grandview, the slightly better record, 22-2, but Steelville has played two more games. The Eagles, dog onto the floor. For those that can stand, are standing. Those that prefer to sit, are sitting. But I don't think that's going to last too long. Wow, that whistle was right in front of us. Pretty loud there. Steelville, out of the timeout, at midcourt, the inbound to Cottrell. Draws a double. Her pass to Abby Booker, or Sydney Booker, tipped up in the air. Sydney goes down to the deck, try to pass to Cottrell, and too many hands for Grandview in on the action. They come away with a steal. Sparks, near side wing as Grandview operates right to left. Bounce pass along the top of the circle to Eaker. Skip pass into the corner, deflected by Sydney Booker, out of bounds. And actually, that was Abby Booker who got her hand on the long pass. And the official said it was last touch by Grandview, though. 80 seconds remain, 41-41. Coach Hubbard shouting as loud as she can. Alyssa Church trying to work her way around this Eagle defense. Gives it to Cottrell. Cottrell from 35 feet, drives right side of the paint. Short on the floater off the backboard glass. Gets her own rebound. Put back try, no good. Catches side underneath. Alters the second top, but cannot alter the third because she has four personal fouls. And Cottrell uses that to her advantage and gets 2 points to give Steelville a two-point lead. 43-41, 50 seconds to go. Corner pass foul to Ketchinside, mid-right block, up off the glass, off the front iron, no good. Gets her on rebound, footback try, no good. A lot of contact underneath. Steelville gets the rebound, Cottrell is fouled from behind. Foul to Caitlin McLaughlin, her second personal. Cottrell will get a one-and-one situation. She must knock down this free throw to get a second one. Steelville up 43-41, 40.16 to go. Cottrell spins it into the right hand, puts it up. No good. Rebound, catch the side of the Eagles. A two-pointer ties it for Grandview. A three-pointer gives them the lead. In the corner, foul. Skip pass to the wing. Smart, wide open for three. Off back iron, no good. Offensive rebound, still back McLaughlin. Her shot blocked by Abby Booker. Cardinals with it, 20 seconds to go. Steelville in the backcourt. Cottrell fouled by Grandview's number three, Melina Eaker. 18 seconds flat in this fourth quarter. Cottrell spins the ball into her right hand after a couple of dribbles. Puts it up. This one, she gets to go. Because it's a one-and-one, Cottrell gets another free throw. A three-point lead for Steelville, 44-41 with 18 seconds to go. Cottrell takes her time, flips it up. Short, but it goes off the back iron and in. 4-point lead for Steelville. Grandview must get the ball at the floor quickly. They do. They cross the timeline. Meeker along that sideline, and Coach Hubbard calls a timeout. Coach Hubbard is as red in the face as you can get, matching the fans of Steelville wearing their red shirts. 12.6 seconds to go. The strategy for Grandview here is to get a quick two, and they'll probably go to catcher's side. You got to get that quick two. You got to then foul quickly and hope Steelville misses the front end of their one-and-one free throw. 45-41 again, your score. 12.6 to go. Steelville with the lead. One thing, Jefferson R7 School District, South of Festus, and Steelville R3 School District in Steelville for sponsoring tonight's contest. First it was, I believe that we will win the chant from the Cardinals, and now it's let's go Cardinals. It has been an electric atmosphere from the tip. Up and down action. Hardly a chance to catch your breath. Heart-pounding action all the way through and through. Just what you would want out of a semifinal in the Class 3 District 3 tournament. Inbound near midcourt. Grandview trying to look for that quick shot. Catcher side out of the corner. Up top to Sparks. Sparks is serious. Blocked by Cottrell, who falls into the hands of Sidney Booker. Cottrell fouled in the backcourt with 2.8 to go. Cottrell to the line for a one-and-one. All Steelville's got to do is pull their guys off the block for any rebound. Just take the defense back into the backcourt. This one pretty much over. 2.8 seconds to go, and they might actually adjust the clock here. Wow, what a game. Now they put 4 seconds, now 3.5, now 3.3. And so they add 0.5 seconds to the clock, 3.3 now. 45-41 Steelville. Cottrell going for the 1-1. Doesn't really matter if she makes or misses it. It's the 4-point lead. She gets the friendly bounce, nevertheless. And a Cottrell clutch here in the fourth quarter. 46-41 Steelville. Second free throw, Cottrell. High rainbow free throw is good. Steelville up by 6. An inbound in the backcourt. Sparks lobs it up to catcher side. Turns around. Passes it to Faust. 3-ball at the buzzer. Comes up short. The Steelville Lady Cardinals once again back to the Class 3 District 3 Championship. They'll take on the Central Rebels Thursday night at 6 o'clock on J98. Let the crowd take it away. Okay, we got the back end of that. So we'll go ahead and step aside for 3 minutes and try to come back with this Home Pools and Slots postgame show and maybe an interview with Seth Collins, definitely an interview with Seth Collins, the head coach of the Steelville Lady Cardinals. 47-41, your final score again from Cuba. Keep it here on J98 The Boot. We've got your Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up next.
Action Auto Sales in Steelville is your one-stop shop when looking for quality, dependable, pre-owned cars, trucks, and vans, and with multiple loan options. Don't forget to ask about special internet cash pricing on select vehicles. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville at 204 Main Street or on the web at actionautosalesmo.com or call 573-775-2222. That number again, 573-775-2222. That's Action Auto Sales in Steelville.
The Toyota Drive to Victory sales event is here. Race to first place this winter by getting a great deal on an exceptional Toyota. Choose from a wide selection of championship-level Toyota vehicles, like the adventurous 2018 RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, the RAV4 conquers the elements. Gear up for winter in the Toyota Tacoma. This true contender is dependable as they come, and with a chiseled frame and stylish interior, it looks great too. Or choose the Toyota Highlander, a family-friendly vehicle with the seating capacity and spacious interior to bring everyone comfortably along for the ride.
Plus, all four of these vehicles come with advanced safety technology standard and at no extra cost, so you'll be winning all winter long. Hurry in and save. The Toyota Drive to Victory sales event ends soon. Visit your local Toyota dealer or check out buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Twin City Toyota today. Take Interstate 55 south to the Herculaneum exit or check them out online at TwinCityToyota.com.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Welcome into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Matt Greenwood here in Cuba High School. Our second semifinal just wrapped up. Steelville 47, Grandview 41. We've got ourselves a district rematch for the Central Rebels and the Steelville Cardinals headed your way Thursday, a 5:45 start on J98. It's the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above ground or in ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ludington, or simply go online at homepoolsandspas.net. So Coach Collins back in the locker room, giving his celebration speech to the Steelville Cardinals, to the girls' team. And after the celebration, then probably telling them, hey, now we turn our attention to Thursday. Let's get some rest, have a good practice, and see what we can do. So that's part of the conversation going on right now in the Steelville locker room. And once Coach Collins comes out, we'll go ahead and grab him for our postgame interview. And actually, here is Seth Collins right now. So let's go ahead and grab him and do this interview right now. So, all right, Coach Collins, we're going old school here with our interview, so everything all over the phone here. I don't think my numbers are going to match up with yours, but we'll do the best we can. Tonight, Coach, you get the win 47-41, more than half of your points, according to my calculations, going to Hannah Cottrell with 24 points and out of the head there from you. Coach, what a game. I mean, from the tip, it was just up and down action. Players not really getting much of a chance to just catch their breath. How were you holding up on the sideline?
It was pretty rough. It was intense all night. We struggled to get things going offensively. We struggled at times defensively. We weren't executing very well, but a lot of that's due to Grandview and how scrappy they are. We're just happy to get out here with the win and keep playing.
I want to talk about the crowd. The crowd was deafening.
Yeah. It was a great crowd, and it made it tough on me sometimes, trying to call out plays or get somebody's attention. I just gave up a few times, but it's great to have that on your side, and you know, I'm glad to be playing here.
I calculated 7 steals for Hannah Cottrell. That might be one under or one over, but her hands were all over the basketball tonight. Talk about, offensively, yes, 24 points, but defensively, wow, what a performance.
She's huge. I mean, there's a lot of nines. She's averaging over 6 steals a game. She's so long and athletic that she gets her hands on a lot of passes, and then she goes and finishes a play for us. I mean, that's a big part of our defense philosophy. So,
other players that contributed tonight: Sydney Booker, Faith Blair with with 3 points in the fourth quarter, 3 for Alyssa Church, 6 for Abby Booker, and 2 for Kaylee Hudson. You kind of went with a short bench tonight.
Yeah, I think we only played 7. And I never felt comfortable at times with some on the floor or some rotations. Grandview just, you know, they were putting pressure on us. We had to be solid with the ball, and so some kids didn't get in there, and we needed to keep it in Hannah's hands for most of the night.
Macy Ketcherside for Grandview went out midway through the third quarter, had 4 personal fouls. Coach Hubbard obviously couldn't afford to lose her, but Grandview found a way to keep it close. At that point, were you kind of pressing on your girls to got to get this lead up to 6-7 before Ketcherside comes back in?
Yeah, we wanted to push there. I know there were some things defensively that she makes really tough on us offensively as far as protecting the basket. So we wanted to take advantage of those, maybe get some back screens, back cuts, and get some easy baskets finished at the rim without her in there.
Well, she came back on the floor, made her impact defensively, but right there at the very end, Hannah Cottrell going 4 of 5 from the line to steal the win for you guys. So you're into the district championship again, another rematch with the Central Rebels team. You took them to overtime earlier this year in the Central Christmas Tournament Championship game. You got 2 days off
Is that enough for you guys? I hope so. I mean, we need to get some rest after tonight's game. We were pretty spent, but, you know, we've got to play him. It was a great game in December. It was a great game last February for the most part. We've just been on the wrong side of it. You know, so hopefully we're open for another good game Thursday night.
The fact that the speed of this game is to the liking of the Central Rebels, you got it. Your girls got a taste of that again tonight. Do you think that's going to help you on Thursday?
You know, we definitely got to play against a team that has a lot of defensive intensity, and you know, going up against Central, you can't lose your focus ever. You know, if you lose your focus for three possessions, it's going to be 6 points going the other way with layups off steals. So, definitely good for us to get that kind of game this time of year. And it's probably a good thing we do have 2 days to recover, and because we're going to be back at it again Thursday night. So,
through all that hecticness, do you have a play of the game in mind?
Oh man, probably that blocked shot at the end of the game. You know, we talked about in timeout. We knew a lot of the stuff they were running on the sideline. They were going to that corner, and we wanted to trap hard in the corner. Wanted to make sure Hannah was in position to get out on shooters, whether they threw it to the shooter on the same wing or threw it to the opposite wing where she could get there on a skip pass or the same pass. She was in position, was able to get out and get a block shot there, and that was a big, I mean, you know, it went from 4-6 right there with 12 seconds left, so that was big for us.
Yeah, that Kaitlyn Sparks three-pointer didn't really have a chance once the fingertips got to it. All right, Coach, so your final thoughts on the game tonight, the atmosphere, and moving on to Thursday.
Oh, the atmosphere was amazing. I hope we execute a little better Thursday night defensively and just hope for a good game. You know, Central's a very tough team, well-coached. We'll have to be ready.
All right, Coach, we'll let you rest up. Thank you very much.
That's a lot. I appreciate it.
Seth Collins, head coach of the Steelville Lady Cardinals, 47-41 your final score. And as Coach mentioned, the block on Kaitlyn Sparks, his choice for play of the game, which is brought to you by Unico Bank. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated for you. See your local Unico Bank today in Farmington, Park Hills, Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, or simply go online at unicobank.com, set up account, checking, or savings. Unico Bank can do that and more for you, unicobank.com. For the Steelville Cardinals, 47-41, your final score, and Steelville's Hannah Cottrell is our Patsy's Furniture Player of the Game with 24 points, 13 in the first half, and 11 in the second half. Patsy's Furniture, you'll love to shop there at Patsy's. It's located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. So Cottrell leading the way, leading all scorers with 24 for Steelville. Behind her, Sydney Booker, 7. Abby Booker, 6. Alyssa Church and Faith Blair, each with 3. And Kaylee Hudson had 2 for the Steelville, or had 4, rather, for the Steelville Cardinals. For the Grandview Lady Eagles, a total of 41 points. 2 to Cecilia Diedrichs. 1 to Sarah Faust, 6 to Kaitlyn McLaughlin, 9 to Megan Faust, and 23 for the senior Macy Ketcherside, who is going off to play volleyball at MAC. Unfortunately for her, could not will her team into the Class 3 District 3 championship. But as any coach will tell you, it falls on every single player, including the coach themselves. And so for Coach Hubbard and the Grandview Eagles, yes, a disappointing loss here tonight, but a 22-3 season for Grandview, back-to-back 20-win season for the Grandview Eagles. Everything and so much more to be proud about if you're a fan of Grandview. That'll do it for us tonight here in Cuba High School. My name is Matt Greenwood. Back in the studio, Sean Wynn, making sure that we hold the phone line stayed up. That is how we had to do our broadcast tonight, a little old-school style. We'll try to put our heads together, fix it up, and come with you through Wi-Fi on Thursday. But until then, until we get to Thursday, we've got boys semifinal action tomorrow between Central and West County beginning at 5:45. And then it's going to be Steelville versus Bourbon. So those are your boys matchups in the Class 3 District 3 semifinals again tomorrow night on J98 beginning at 5:45. Once again, I'm Matt Greenwood, back in the studio, Sean Wynn. Thank you for being with us on J98. That wraps up the Home Fools and Spas post-game show. We'll see you later.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills.